Daniel 10, verse 7. "And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision." So, Daniel is with a group of other men. He's traveling with a group of other men, and they do not see this angel. Only Daniel saw it. But the last half of this verse, "But a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves." So, the commentators didn't know exactly what was going on. One thought that they heard the voice. They didn't see the angel, but they heard his thundering voice. And that scared them, and they left whenever they didn't see anything, but they heard a voice. Other commentator thought that they just sensed that something supernatural was going on here. Anyway, they got scared, whatever happened, and they left. So Daniel's left there all by himself. And now, this is very similar, this verse 7, to what will happen some 500 and something years into the future with the Apostle Paul, but he's named Saul at that time, as he's traveling with a group of men on the road to Damascus to go persecute some Christians. And where the other group heard the voice of Jesus, but they did not see Jesus. So this is very similar. So that's why at least one of the commentator thought that these men heard the thundering voice, but they did not see him. And so that scared them and they left. Whereas with the Apostle Paul, those men stayed and they ended up getting him to Damascus and took him to the street called Straight. And he was there until the prophet came and gave him a message of what he must do. So, but there's a parallel that happens in the future with Daniel and the Apostle Paul. Verse 8, "Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty, and I retained no strength." So, now, he's elderly in age, but whatever it was, he was strong enough to be traveling and going down the banks of this Tigris River. But when this angel showed up, this vision is draining his strength from him. And he's even going to go to the ground and not even be able, and go into a deep sleep, and he's not even going to be able to talk here in a little bit. But verse 9, "Yet I heard the voice of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, and with my face to the ground." So he goes into a deep sleep, something like a coma, and he's hearing the angel speak to him subconsciously while he's seeing this vision, is what's going on. So the angel is communicating him, well, what would be like in the science fiction movies, telepathically. But he's asleep, and the angel's talking to him in his unconscious state. Verse 10, "Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands." And now, it's unclear if this is a second angel or if this is the same one. We're not told, and we're not told the names of this angel or if this is several angels. We're given the name of the angel Michael, but he does not appear here. It's just this angel or several angels, because there's about three scenes in here, and it's unclear if the angels are changing, if it's a different angel every time, or if it's the same angel. But anyway, we're not given a name to who it is. Of course, there's much speculation. The most speculation is that this is the angel Gabriel. that was from the previous two chapters, chapters 8 and 9. But we're not told here, so it's just an angel sent from God is all that we know that's giving Daniel this message. So this angel said to Daniel, O Daniel, man greatly beloved. This is exactly the same phraseology that Gabriel said to him in chapter 9, verse 23, as he was before he started to give the 70 weeks prophecy, that he's greatly beloved. And Daniel is. Now, why would he be greatly what Kaufman's comment of this was, Daniel was one of the greatest prophets of in the history of the earth. And one of God's greatest prophets. He's right at the top of the list. And why would this be? Well, look what Daniel did throughout his life. He started out taken away from his parents into a foreign land, and he still stood for righteousness, even though there was no one to tell him no. And not only that, he was putting his life on the line to stand for righteousness. It wasn't just a simple choice, yes or no. It was basically, you're going to, when he was an adolescent, you're going to be kicked out of the program. And ultimately, it could even been put to death. But later, it definitely was, you're either going, as in his older age, you're either going to stand, if you stand for righteousness, then you're going to be thrown to the lions, in the lion's den. And then, of course, Daniel's three friends were faced with the three same choice later in life when Daniel was not with them, and they would either stand for righteousness or they would be thrown into the fiery furnace. Well, they chose the fiery furnace, and God saved them as well as God saved Daniel. So they've gone through lots of intense hardship, putting their lives on the line, things that we have never had to face, and very few in the people in the history of the world have ever had to put their lives on the line to stand for truth and righteousness. But that's how strong Daniel was. And so God is rewarding him with this here in his elderly age, right before his death, before he dies. This is the second time, and I believe it's mentioned here again in this chapter, but this is the second time at this point that God has sent a messenger to tell him that he's greatly beloved. So, understand the words that I speak to you, the angel continues, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. So now at this point, he's able to stand up. And so he's regained a little bit of strength, at least for that, but he's still trembling. So he's like weak-kneed as he's getting up at this point. But anyway, so we're going to end here with verse 11. And this, the angel continues to speak to Daniel and tries to allay his fears. But this is obviously a traumatic experience that Daniel is going through here with this vision. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will start with verse 12 next week.